He moved around the small pile, still peering, then nodded slowly.
"It could not be better," he said.
"The boy told the truth?"
"The boy told the truth," Story said. "But the sticks talk of today, not of last night, and they tell me all is well."
"Good." Uba stood and took his sword from a peg on the wall. "No ladders," he said to Ragnar, "so no assault. We shall go." They had been worried that the Mercians and West Saxons would launch an attack on the walls while they made a raid across the river. The southern bank was lightly garrisoned by the besiegers, holding little more than a cordon of men to deter forage parties crossing the Trent. But that afternoon, Ubba led 6 ships across the river and attacked those Mercians. And the runesticks had not lied, for no Danes died, and they brought back horses, weapons, armour and prisoners. 20 prisoners. The Mercians had beheaded 2 of our men, so now Ubba killed 20 of theirs, and did it in their sight so that they could see his revenge. The headless bodies were thrown into the ditch in front of the wall, and the 20 heads were stuck on spears and mounted above the northern gate.
"In war," Ragnar told me, "be ruthless."
"Why did you send Wayland to follow me?" I asked him, hurt.
"Because Ubba insisted on it," he said.
"Because you didn't trust me?"
"Because Ubba trusts no one except Story," he said.
"And I trust you, Uhtred." The heads above Snotingham's gate were pecked by birds till there were nothing but skulls with hanks of hair that stirred in the summer wind. The Mercians and the West Saxons still did not attack. The sun shone, the river rippled prettily past the town where the ships were drawn up on the bank. Raven, though he was blind, liked to come to the ramparts, where he could demand that I describe all I could see. "Nothing changes," I would say. "The enemy are still behind their hedge of felled trees. There are clouds above the distant hills. A hawk hunts, the wind ripples the grass, the swifts are gathering in groups. Nothing changes." "And tell me about the rune sticks," I begged him.
"The sticks," he laughed.
"Do they work?"
He thought about it.
"If you can read them, yes. I was good at reading the runes before I lost my eyes."
"So they do work," I said eagerly. Raven gestured toward the landscape he could not see.
"Out there, Uhtred," he said, "there are 12 signs from the gods. And if you know the signs, then you know what the gods want. The runesticks give the same message. But I have noticed one thing."
He paused, and I had to prompt him. And he sighed as though he knew he should not say more. But he did.
"The signs are best read by a clever man," he went on. "And Story is clever. I dare say I am no fool."
I did not really understand what he was saying.
"But Story is always right."
"Story is cautious. He won't take risks, and Ubba, though he doesn't know it, likes that."
"But the sticks are messages from the gods?"
"The wind is a message from the gods," Raven said. "As is the flight of a bird, the fall of a feather, the rise of a fish, the shape of a cloud, the cry of a vixen. All are messages. But in the end, Uhtred, the gods speak in only one place."
He tapped my head.
"There."
I still did not understand and was obscurely disappointed. "Could I read the sticks?"
"Of course," he said. "But it would be sensible to wait till you're older. What are you now?"